처음 의견을 듣는 것이죠. 저는 전화스럽게요. 사실 전쟁의 틀스마이 스위가 되니와 스위 체크탈리 문어 비스톰 스토피 탐리는 비텔라의 삶을 부탁드리면 안되다 티샤프네 I was feeling warm, so I took this off. But then I realized I had another layer, and I took that off, and then there's another layer. That's what it feels like. What's really inside is hard to find. There's like layer after layer after layer after layer after layer has to be shed. And then, according to what we understand from Srila Prabhupada and the scriptures, what is inside each and every one of us, who we actually are, is very wonderful. Very wonderful. Some of us have really tattered layers, and some of us maybe have clean and freshly pressed layers. but it doesn't make a difference because none of the layers are actually us. All meant to be discarded, all must be discarded at the time of death. Chanting Hare Krishna, Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. It's the way of removing the layers from the heart. Cleansing the dust from the heart, layer after layer. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So let the Mahaprabhu has said that the chanting of Krishna's names be victorious in this world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. We thank Srila Prabhupada for teaching us all Hare Krishna. So simple. Reading about Lord Ramachandra, continuing to read about him. Saksusumatan Jaina tells my Sri Gurudeva Maha. See you, Chaitanya Mahavishnu, Mr. Pitam. Sarana Patilamayam Dadati. We read this yesterday, I believe. We'll read it again. To keep the promise of his father intact, Lord Ramachandra immediately gave up the position of king and, accompanied by his wife, Mother Sita, wandered from one forest to another on his lotus feet, which were so delicate that they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. The Lord was also accompanied by Hanuman, king of the monkeys, or by another monkey, Sugriv, and by his own younger brother, Lord Lakshman, both of whom gave him relief from the fatigue of wandering in the forest. Having cut off the nose and ears of Subhanaka, thus disfiguring her, the Lord was separated from Mother Sita. He therefore became angry, moving his eyebrows and thus frightening the ocean, who then allowed the Lord to construct a bridge to cross the ocean. Subsequently, the Lord entered the kingdom of Ravan to kill him like a fire devouring a forest. May that Supreme Lord, Ramachandra, give us all protection. How the Lord Ramachandra, wandered in the forest, so many different forests, and he graced those forests with the touch of his very soft lotus feet. They were so delicate. His feet were so delicate. They weren't calloused and hard. They were so delicate that they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. They were so soft and tender. So when the devotees hear that the Lord, with his delicate feet, was wandering in the forest, what do you think they feel? They become very pained, because they think that Lord Ramachandra is going to wander and he's going to step on some thorns, or he's going to step on some twigs that are pointed, or some sharp little rocks. And they think that if Lord Ramachandra gets caused pain by this, they themselves experience that pain. This is what it means to be an exalted devotee. Yate sujata paramam bruham steneshu, the gopis pray. Chalasi yad vrajat sharyan pasun alini sundaram natate padam. They're thinking, the gopis and the devotees of Lord Ram, they're thinking, how Krishna's wandering in the forest. Please take those lotus feet and put it on the softest parts of our body. That is more appropriate. That is love, when one cannot tolerate the sense of pain in one's beloved. That is real love. So his feet were so delicate, they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. So all the devotees of Ram, when they hear how Ram was exiled to the forest just to protect the word of honor of Dasarath, his father, they think he is so noble. They remember his noble characteristics. May that Lord Ram, who killed Ravana, give us all protection. In the arena of the sacrifice performed by Vishwamrita, Lord Ramachandra, the king of Ayodhya, killed many demons, rakshasas, and uncivilized men who wandered at night in the mode of darkness. May Lord Ramachandra, who killed these demons in the presence of Lakshman, be kind enough to give us protection. So all these pastimes are noted in detail in the Ramayana, and they're just briefly explained by Sukadeva Goswami, just to remind Maharaj Prickett, he was already aware of them. O King, he says, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra were wonderful, like those of a baby elephant. In the assembly where Mother Sita was to choose her husband in the midst of the heroes of this world, he broke the bow belonging to Lord Shiva. This bow was so heavy that it was carried by 300 men. But Lord Ramachandra bent and strung it and broke it in the middle, just as a baby elephant breaks a stick of sugar cane. In Malaysia, they have elephants, they had, on the plantations. Yeah. You've seen?
Not the oil.
Thus the Lord achieved the hand of Mother Sita, who was equally as endowed with transcendental qualities of form, beauty, behavior, age, and nature. Indeed, she was the goddess of fortune who constantly rests on the chest of the Lord. While returning from Sita's home after gaining her at the assembly of competitors, Lord Ramachandra met Parsaram. Although Lord Parsaram was very proud, having rid the earth of the royal order 21 times, he was defeated by the Lord. So this pastime of Parsaram will be told later. Yes, later, a little later in the canto. So he was defeated, Parsaram even, who was an incarnation of the Lord, was defeated by Lord Ramachandra, who appeared to be a Kshatriya of the royal order. Parsaram was a jiva who was empowered, a Shaktavesh avatar. Shaktavesh means the Shakti or the power of Krishna entered into him, the power of killing. But even he couldn't defeat Lord Ramachandra. Carrying out the order of his father, who was bound by a promise to his wife, Lord Ramachandra left behind his kingdom, opulence, friends, well-wishers, residence, and everything else. Just as a liberated soul gives up his life and went to the forest with Sita. Purport. Maharaj Dasarath had three wives. One of them, Kaikeyi, served him very pleasingly, and he therefore wanted to give her a benediction. Kaikeyi, however, said that she would ask for the benediction when it was necessary. At the time of the coronation of Prince Ramachandra, Kaikeyi requested her husband to enthrone her son, Bharat, and send Ramachandra to the forest. Maharaj Dasarath, being bound by his promise, ordered Ramachandra to go to the forest according to the dictation of his beloved. And the Lord, as an obedient son, accepted the order immediately. He left everything without hesitation, just as a liberated soul or great yogi gives up his life without material attraction. A liberated soul, even though it's practically inconceivable to us. A liberated soul, liberated means free. Free from what? Free from suffering. How is he free from suffering? He's free from identification and attachment to the body. He knows that he is completely different from his body, just like one may think that he's completely different from his coat. He can discard the coat and it doesn't disturb him at all. It's not me. So a liberated soul, a great yogi, as we heard of in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, can just give up the body and leave and go somewhere else. No attachment to the body, because the body is the cause of suffering. It's identification, thinking myself as the body causes suffering. So Lord Ramachandra, like a liberated soul, can, with no attachment, give up his body, just leave this world, leave his body behind to turn back into earth. So Lord Ramachandra left the kingdom on the order of his father. When you were young, did you hear the story of Ramayana from your mother?
Mother, father, grandfather.
Everyone. You? I only heard the story of Mickey Mouse. I'm so unfortunate. While wandering in the forest, where he accepted a life of hardship, carrying his invincible bow and arrows in his hand, Lord Ramachandra deformed Ravana's sister, who was polluted with lusty desires, by cutting off her nose and ears. He also killed her 14,000 Rakshasa friends, headed by Kara, Trishira, and Dushan. O King Prickett, when Ravana, who had 10 heads on his shoulders, heard about that the beautiful and attractive feature of Sita, his mind was agitated by lusty desires, and he went to kidnap her. To distract Lord Ramachandra from his ashram, Ravana sent... Who did he send in the form of a deer?
Marichi.
In the form of a golden deer. And when Lord Ramachandra saw that wonderful deer, he left his residence and followed it, and finally killed it with sharp arrows, just as Lord Shiva killed Daksha. When Ramachandra entered the forest and Lakshman was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravan, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of the king of Videha, just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ramachandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women. Prabhupada's purport. In this verse, the words stri sanginam gati miti indicates that the condition of a person attached to women was shown by the Lord himself. According to moral instructions, grihe narim vivar jayet, when one goes on tour, on pilgrimage, one should not bring his wife. Formerly, men used to travel without conveyances, so it was always very, very difficult and dangerous too, to bring one's wife. But still, as far as possible, when one leaves home, one should not take his wife with him, especially if one is in such a condition as Lord Ramachandra when banished by the order of his father. Whether in the forest or at home, if one is attached to women, this attachment is always troublesome, as shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His personal example. So why is this stated? What is the difficulty of the attachment of a man for a woman or a woman for a man? What is the difficulty? The difficulty is that a natural attraction and attachment develops for the purpose of enjoying the combination of male and female. And what is the fault of that? The fault of that is that if one becomes engaged in those activities, one becomes so attached to the body and identifying the body as oneself that one cannot develop any detachment. One cannot feel himself as a soul. By engaging in the intimate dealings between males and females, women and men, then one practically becomes one's body. Even though, according to the Bhagavad Gita, we are not the body, we are eternal souls. And then, if one is fixed in the consciousness that he's his body, or she is her body, the result of that is that everything that happens to the body, we have to experience. If we were actually in spiritual knowledge and had perfectly clear consciousness, uncontaminated by passion or ignorance. Sattvam sanjayate jnanam. Born of sattvagun, of the mode of goodness, is knowledge. Knowledge is the realization that this body is not me. And on the positive side, that what am I? I'm eternal. So if one is thinking one is the body, and the body is becoming diseased and old and ultimately will die, one has to experience that. Just like if one has a car that one is very attached to, especially a new car, especially a new, what color car? That's what I... blue is your car. Red is what I was thinking. A new red car. So shiny. Even one little scratch on it causes us pain. We think, oh no, one little scratch. And it's inevitable that it will get scratched. Some kid will come along on a Saturday night and take his keys and go... Krishna sends him. Didn't that happen to you, Suchirani? And you actually feel pain. Or if someone, you hit me. Did not, you hit me. But actually the car isn't us. So therefore, the attachment between man and woman and man, based on the body, is ultimately a cause of suffering. Of course, this is the material side of Stri Sangi, Prabhupada explains. But the situation of Lord Ramachandra is spiritual, for he does not belong to the material world. Narayana Parak Avyakta, Narayana, is beyond the material creation. Because he is the creator of the material world, he is not subject to the conditions of the material world. The separation of Lord Ramachandra from Sita is spiritually understood as Vipralamba, which is an activity of the Ladini potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, belonging to the Sringara Ras, the mellow of conjugal love in the spiritual world. In other words, Lord Ramachandra, his dealings with Sita were not on the bodily level, because he's the Supreme Lord. So the dealings were fully spiritual and fully based on the eternal platform, the Ladini Shakti. the internal energy of the Lord, not the Maya Shakti of the Lord. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the dealings of love, displaying the symptoms called Sattvika Sancharivalap Murcha Unmad. These are all technical terms described in the Nectar of Devotion to describe ecstatic symptoms of the dealings between Krishna and his beloved gopis of Vrindavan, Sattvika, the eight Sattvika transformations, Ombhavas or Sancharis, the different like waves in the ocean of ecstasy, Valap, separation, Murcha, being stunned, and Unmad, madness, all on the transcendental platform of ecstasy, not on the material platform. So it's important to understand these points because we're so close to the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. And Lord Ramachandra obeyed. We heard how his father ordered him to go to the forest. He immediately agreed because he set the example of the strictest moral principles that man can follow. But when Krishna displays his pastimes, his purpose is something different. He displays the attractiveness of Leela, and he displays that the Supreme Lord is perfectly pure and good regardless of what he does. He's beyond the rules and regulations that should restrict every moral individual. But he is beyond that. So Krishna will dance with the gopis in the middle of the night. He'll steal, he'll do this. Lord Ramachandra didn't do anything like that. Because Krishna was showing that God is actually beyond everything, all rules and regulations that we should follow. So when Lord Ramachandra was separated from Sita, all these spiritual symptoms were manifested. The Lord is neither impersonal nor impotent. Rather, he is Satchidananda Vigraha, the eternal form of bliss and knowledge, knowledge and bliss. Thus he has all the symptoms of spiritual bliss. Feeling separation from one's beloved is also an item of spiritual bliss. As explained by Srila Sarup Damodar Goswami, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritiladini Shakti. The dealings of love between Radha and Krishna are displayed as the pleasure potency of the Lord. The Lord is the original source of all pleasure, the reservoir of all pleasure. Lord Ramachandra, therefore, manifested the truth both spiritually and materially. Materially, those who are attached to women suffer, but spiritually, when there are feelings of separation between the Lord and his pleasure potency, the spiritual bliss of the Lord increases. This is further explained in Bhagavad Gita, Avajananti mam mudha manushyam tanamashrita parambhava majanato mamabhuta maheshram. One who does not know the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead thinks of the Lord as an ordinary human being. But the Lord's mind, intelligence, and senses can never be affected by material conditions. This fact is further explained in the Skanda Purana, as quoted by Madhvacharya, and there are five Sanskrit verses, which we won't read the Sanskrit, but the Prabhupada continues saying, it was actually impossible for Ravana to take away Sita. This is another. The form of Sita taken by Ravana was an illusory representation of Mother Sita, Maya Sita. When Sita was tested in the fire, his Maya Sita was burnt, and the real Sita came out of the fire. A further understanding to be derived from this example is that a woman, however powerful she may be in the material world, must be given protection. For as soon as she is unprotected, she'll be exploited by rakshasas like Ravan. Here the words Videha Raja Duhitari indicate that before Mother Sita was married to Lord Ramachandra, she was protected by her father, Videharaj. And when she was married, she was protected by her husband. Therefore, the conclusion is that a woman should always be protected. According to the Vedic rule, there is no scope for a woman being independent. Asamaksham, for a woman cannot protect herself independently. Continuing. Lord Ramachandra, this is text 12, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus he performed the funeral ceremony of Jatayu, who was killed by Ravan. The Lord then killed the demon named Kabanda, and after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killed Vali and arranged for the deliverance of Mother Sita. He went to the beach of the ocean. After reaching the beach, Lord Ramachandra fasted for 3 days, awaiting the arrival of the ocean personified. When the ocean did not come, the Lord exhibited his pastimes of anger, and simply by his glancing over the ocean, all the living entities within the ocean, including the crocodiles and sharks, were agitated by fear. And then the personified ocean fearfully approached Lord Ramachandra, taking all paraphernalia to worship him. Falling at the Lord's lotus feet, the personified ocean spoke as follows. O all-pervading Supreme Person, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are. But now we understand that you are the Supreme Person, the Master of the entire universe, the unchanging and original personality of Godhead. The demigods are infatuated with the mode of goodness, the Prajapatis with the mode of passion, and the Lord of Ghosts with the mode of ignorance. But you are the master of all these qualities. My Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravana, who is the great source of disturbance and crying for the three worlds. He is the son of Vishrava, but is condemned like urine. Please go and kill him and regain your wife, Sita Devi. O great hero, although my water presents no impediment to your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderfully uncommon deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you. Prabhupada's purport to text 15. One feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, is omnipotence. The Lord can act without regard to material impediments or inconveniences. But to prove that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and was not merely advertised as Godhead or elected by popular vote, he constructed a wonderful bridge over the ocean. Nowadays, it has become fashionable to create some artificial god who performs no uncommon activities. A little magic will bewilder a foolish person into selecting an artificial god because he does not understand how powerful God is. Lord Ramachandra, however, constructed a bridge over the water with stone by making the stone float. This is proof of God's uncommonly wonderful power. Why should someone be accepted as God without displaying extraordinary potency by doing something never to be done by any common man? We accept Lord Ramachandra as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he constructed this bridge. And we accept Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because he lifted Govardhan Hill when he was only 7 years old. We should not accept any rascal as God or as an incarnation of God, for God displays special features in his various activities. Therefore, the Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vati tatvata chakvideham punar janma naiti mameti sa arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. The activities of the Lord are not common. They are all transcendentally wonderful and are not able to be performed by any other living being. The symptoms of the Lord's activities are all mentioned in the Shastras, and after one understands them, one can accept the Lord as he is. Sukadev, text 16. Sukadev Goswami said, by constructing a bridge over the ocean, by throwing into the water the peaks of mountains whose trees and other vegetation had been shaken by the hands of great monkeys, Lord Ramachandra went to Lanka to release Sita Devi from the clutches of Ravana. With the direction and help of Bibhishan, Ravana's brother, the Lord, along with the monkey soldiers, headed by Sugriv, Nila, and Hanuman, entered Ravana's kingdom, Lanka, which had been previously been burnt by Hanuman. Prabhupada's purport. Great mountain peaks covered with trees and plants were thrown into the sea by the monkey soldiers and began to float by the supreme will of the Lord. But by the supreme will of the Lord, many great planets float weightlessly in space like swabs of cotton. If this is possible, why should great mountain peaks not be able to float on water? This is the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can do anything and everything He likes. Because He is not under the control of the material nature, indeed, material nature is controlled by Him. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate satcharacharan. Only under His direction does prakriti or material nature work. Similar information is given in the Brahma Samhita. Yes. Yasyaigya brahmati samrita kala chakro govindamari purusham tamaham vajami. Describing how material nature works, the Brahma Samhita says that the sun moves as desired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, for Lord Ramachandra to construct a bridge over the Indian Ocean with the help of monkey soldiers who threw great mountain peaks into the water is not at all wonderful. It is wonderful only in the sense that it has kept the name and fame of Lord Ramachandra eternally celebrated. Text 17. After entering Lanka, the monkey soldiers, led by chiefs like Sugriva, Nila, and Hanuman, occupied all the sporting houses, granaries, treasuries, palace doorways, city gates, assembly houses, palace frontages, and even the resting houses of the pigeons. When the city's crossroads, platforms, flags, and golden water pots on its domes were all destroyed, the entire city of Lanka appeared like a river disturbed by a herd of elephants. When Ravana, the master of the Rakshasas, saw the disturbances created by the monkey soldiers, he called for Nikumbha, Kumbha, Dumrakesh, Dumraksha, Dummukha, Surataka, Narantaka and other Rakshasas, and also his son Indrajit. Thereafter he called for Prahasta, Atikai, Vikampana, and finally Kumbhakarna, that he induced all his followers to fight against the enemies. Lord Ramachandra, surrounded by Lakshman and monkey soldiers like Sugriva, Hanuman, Gandamara, Nila, Angara, Jambavan, and Panas, attacked the soldiers of the Rakshasas, who were fully equipped with various invincible weapons like swords, lances, bows, prasas, rishti, shakti arrows, kadagas, and tomaras. Angada and the other commanders of the soldiers of Ramachandra faced the elephants, infantry, horses, and chariots of the enemy and hurled against them big trees, mountain peaks, clubs, and arrows. Thus the soldiers of Lord Ramachandra killed Ravana's soldiers, who had lost all good fortune because Ravana had been condemned by the anger of Mother Sita. Purport. The soldiers Lord Ramachandra recruited in the jungle were all monkeys and did not have proper equipment with which to fight the soldiers of Ravana. For Ravana's soldiers were equipped with weapons of modern warfare, whereas the monkeys could only throw stones, mountain peaks, and trees. It was only Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman who shot some arrows. But because the soldiers of Ravana were condemned by the curse of Mother Sita, the monkeys were able to kill them simply by throwing stones and trees. There are two kinds of strength, Daiva and Purushakar. Daiva refers to the strength achieved from the transcendence, and Purushakar refers to the strength organized by one's own intelligence and power. Transcendental power is always superior to the power of the materialists. Depending on the mercy of the Supreme Lord, one must fight one's enemies, even though one may not be equipped with modern weapons. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna, "Mam anusmara yudhyacha," think of me and fight. We should fight our enemy to the best of our ability, but for victory, we must depend on the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 21. Thereafter, when Ravana, the king of the Rakshasas, observed that his soldiers had been lost, he was extremely angry. Thus he mounted his airplane, which was decorated with flowers, and proceeded towards Lord Ramachandra, who sat on the effulgent chariot brought by Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. Then Ravana struck Lord Ramachandra with sharp arrows. Lord Ramachandra said to Ravana, "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like their stool. You resemble a dog, for as a dog steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the householder, in my absence, you kidnap my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore, as Yamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you." Purport. Nachad daivat param balam. No one can surpass the strength of transcendence. Ravana was so sinful and shameless that he did not know what the results would be of kidnapping Mother Sita, the pleasure potency of Ramachandra. This is the disqualification of the Rakshasas. Asatyam apatishtam te jagadahora nisharam. The Rakshasas are unaware that the Supreme Lord is the ruler of the creation. They think that everything has come about by chance or accident, and that there is no ruler, king, or controller. Therefore, the Rakshasas act independently, as they like, going even so far as to kidnap the goddess of fortune. This policy of Ravana's is extremely dangerous for the materialist. Indeed, it brings ruin to the materialistic civilization. Nonetheless, because atheists are Rakshasas, they dare do things that are most abominable, and thus they are punished without fail. Religion consists of the orders of the Supreme Person, of the Supreme Lord, and one who carries out these orders is religious. One who fails to carry out the Lord's orders is irreligious, and he is to be punished. So Ramachandra had threatened Ravana that he would punish him. And he said, and next verse 23, "Thus after rebuking Ravana, Lord Ramachandra fixed an arrow to his bow, aimed at Ravana, and released the arrow, which pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt." Upon seeing this, Ravana's followers raised a tumultuous sound, crying, "Alas, alas, what has happened, what has happened?" As Ravana, vomiting blood from his 10 mouths, fell from his airplane, just as a pious man falls to earth from the heavenly planets when the results of his pious activities are exhausted. In the Bhagavad Gita 9.21 it is said, this is Prabhupada's purport, "Chine punye martyalokam vishanti." When the results of their pious activities are exhausted, those who have enjoyed in the heavenly planets fall again to earth. The fruit of activities of this material world are such that whether one acts piously or impiously, one must remain within the material world according to different conditions. For neither pious nor impious actions can relieve one from Maya's clutches of repeated birth and death. Somehow or another, Ravana was raised to an exalted position as the king of a great kingdom with all material opulences. But because of his sinful act of kidnapping Mother Sita, all the results of his pious activities were destroyed. If one offends an exalted personality, especially the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one certainly becomes most abominable. Bereft of the results of pious activities, one must fall down like Ravana and other demons. It is therefore advised that one transcend both pious and impious activities and remain in the pure state of freedom from all designations, Savapadivanirmuktam Tatpadivena Nimalam. When one is fixed in devotional service, he is above the material platform. On the material platform, there are higher and lower positions. But when one is above the material platform, he is always fixed in a spiritual position. Sagunan samatityaitan ramabhuyaya kalpate. Ravana, or those like him, may be very powerful and opulent in this material world, but theirs is not a secure position. Because after all, they are bound by the results of their karma. Karma daivinetrena. We should not forget that we are completely dependent on the laws of nature. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai kamani sarvasha ahankara vabudha ma kartamiti manyate. The bewildered spirit soul under the influence of the three modes of material nature thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by nature. One should not be proud of one's exalted position and act like Ravana, thinking oneself independent of material nature's laws. We'll read a few more verses. Thereafter, all the women whose husbands had fallen in the battle headed by Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, came out of Lanka. Continuously crying, they approached the dead bodies of Ravana and the other Rakshasas, striking their breasts in affection because their husbands had been killed by the arrows of Lakshman. The women embraced their respective husbands and cried piteously in voices appealing to everyone. Oh, my Lord, oh, Master, you epitomize trouble for others, and therefore you are called Ravan. But now that you have been defeated, we are also defeated. For without you, the state of Lanka has been conquered by the enemy. To whom will it go for shelter? Prabhupada's short purport. Ravana's wife, Mandodari, and the other wives knew very well how cruel a person Ravana was. The very word Ravan means one who causes crying for others. Ravana continuously caused trouble for others, but when his sinful activities culminated in giving trouble to Sita Devi, he was killed by Lord Ramachandra. Mandodari continued, O greatly fortunate one, you came under the influence of lusty desires, and therefore you cannot understand the influence of Mother Sita. Now, because of her curse, you have been reduced to this state, having been killed by Lord Ramachandra. Purport. Not only was Mother Sita powerful, but any woman who follows in the footsteps of Mother Sita can also become similarly powerful. There are many instances of this in the history of Vedic literature. Whenever we find a description of ideal chaste women, Mother Sita is among them. Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, was also very chaste. Similarly, Draupadi was one of five exalted chaste women. As a man must follow great personalities like Brahma and Narad, a woman must follow the path of such ideal women such as Sita, Mandodari, and Draupadi. By staying chaste and faithful to her husband, a woman enriches herself with supernatural power. It is a moral principle that one should not be influenced by lusty desires for another's wife. Matrivat paradareshu, an intelligent person must look upon another's wife as being like his mother. This is a moral injunction from Chanakya Sloka. Matravat paradareshu, paradrayeshu lastravat, atmavat savabhuteshu yat paschati sapandita. One who considers another's wife as his mother and other's possessions as a lump of dirt and treats all other living entities, beings as he would himself, is considered to be learned. Thus Ravana was condemned not only by Lord Ramachandra, but even by his own wife, Mandodari. Because she was a chaste woman, she knew the power of another chaste woman, especially such a wife as Mother Sita. And the final verse we'll read. She continues, O pleasure of the Rakshasa dynasty, because of you, the state of Lanka, and also we ourselves now have no protector. By your deeds you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures and your soul fit to go to hell. Purport. One who follows the path of Ravana is condemned in two ways. His body is fit to be eaten by dogs and vultures, and the soul goes to hell. As stated by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita, Tanaham dvishata kronan samsareshu naradamam chipram madhisamasubam asareshe viyonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest amongst men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. Thus the destination of godless atheists such as Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, and Dantavakra is a hellish condition of life. Mandodari, the wife of Ravan, could understand all this because she was a chaste woman. Although lamenting for the death of her husband, she knew what would happen to his body and soul For although one cannot see directly with one's material eyes, one can see with the eyes of knowledge. Prashanti Gyana Chakshusha. In Vedic history, there are many instances of how one becomes godless and is condemned by the laws of nature. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Lord Ramachandra ki jai, Sita Devi ki jai, Hanuman Lakshman ki jai, and Mandodari ki jai, but not Ravana. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.